Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How about this story real quick? On a winter night, can I have some soft, easy reading music, please, guys? Because this story warrants some type of oboe. Or like a skin flute or something. On a winter night in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. This is according to Rob Domofsky. On a winter night in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, Matt LaFleur and Robert Sala thought they were invited to a party at the home of their boss, Central Michigan University football coach, Brian Kelly.
That's a pretty good little tree he's got going on there.
Turns out, LaFleur and Sala were not on the guest list. They were on the workers list. We shoveled the snow and parked all the cars, Sala said. Then, at the end of the night, we had to go back and get all the cars again. And then, they went back to the tiny apartment they shared as graduate assistants and stood around their kitchen table. You know the one, without any chairs. We decided that when we're in that position, we're never going to treat people the way we got treated, said Sala. And Maddie's lived up to it. We didn't realize then what we know now. Brian Kelly is a douche knuckle. He always was a douche knuckle. He's still a douche knuckle. And I hope that years from now, the men and women that work under my leadership will recognize that I appreciated them and, if nothing else, got them a chair to sit at when they were graduate assistants with only a table and not a chair.
It's like a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, that came out today, that Brian Kelly left Notre Dame for LSU for 100 milli.
Are you not taking the same thing out of this story that I am?
What, that he should have bought a chair? Yeah.
No.
What?
Try again.
So take what out of the story?
I kind of take that Sal is a little bit of a douche for coming clean with
he
that story.
He told that story when he was with San Francisco.
Yeah, no, I get that, but yeah. Why does he have to come clean with that story?
Because people need to know that Brian Kelly's a douche.
So Robert Sala's a backstabber. That's what I've learned from all of
this. Well, I think he was asked a question. He probably said it somewhat jokingly, somewhat not jokingly. It just shows you, on your way up, make sure you treat people
right.
No,
we could all agree that Brian Kelly is a douche knuckle. I think that's a great phrase.
Yes.
But the fact that our head coach, that at the time was D coordinator of the Niners,
yes,
felt the need to tell that story publicly, huh?
Now,
said something about him, bro.
Here's the missing piece of the story.
Interesting.
Were they tipped? Did Brian Kelly put a hundy in their pocket or something? Hey, thanks for the effort, guys. That's the part of the story I want to know. Will you call the Jets up right now and ask them, whoever you talk to ask Robert Sala, when now that that story's out in public, I just want to know if Brian Kelly put money in their pockets. Because if you told me they made $250, I used to buy valet park cars. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not beneath me to do that. But I got paid for it.
Right.
So if you're telling me that Brian Kelly had his graduate assistants parking cars
on the
shoveling snow and didn't pay them, that's douche knuckleness at its worst.
Well, if the guests of the party were tipping him, does that count?
No. that as they should tip
that's
the valet.
That's on top of what Coach Kelly should have given
them. If you're like, hey, guys, I got an opportunity for you tomorrow night, big party at my house.
Right.
You want to make a couple $100?
Yeah. No, but they didn't even do it that way. Coach Kelly implied to them that they were going to a party.
He invited them.
They thought, hey, we're going to this cool party at the coach's house. This is going to be great.
Christmas party at my place. Be there at 6.
Do we
need to wear jackets and ties? No, not so much, but work boots and ski clothes would be good.
Right. I do wonder why Sala felt the need to tell that story. That makes me wonder about him.
I don't know the impetus of the ask.
It doesn't matter. He still came clean with it.
Yeah. Well, listen.
To make himself and Coach LaFleur look better, we'll never do that. Trust me, there are plenty of stories of other coaches who do douchey things
We got to find out, though, why he was asked about it. Someone obviously brought it up to him. Right?
No question. Yeah. I'm not denying that. But a lot of things can be brought up to a coach and they don't have to answer it.
So Brian Kelly decides to go to LSU, gets $100 million to go, 10-year deal, blah, blah, blah. And it got out prior to him telling the team.
Right.
Right. And they're getting ready. They might be in the playoff this year.
Well, their season right now is regular season wise is over. They're waiting on what happens to see if they can get into the college football playoff.
I gotta be honest though, if I was Notre Dame, assuming they found out the way we all found out, like it got out, social media, whatever the case may be, that Brian Kelly didn't go to them and let them know he was actively talking to LSU, all that stuff. What I would have did was he came back and he wrote a letter, an email to the guys on the team saying, sorry, this is how you found out, blah, blah, blah. I'll discuss it more at length tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., meaning today, right? If I was Notre Dame, because I'm vindictive, it's a character trait of mine. I know it's not a good one, but it's still there. I wish it wasn't, but it is, okay? I would have cut him off. I would have made his hall pass thing to get into buildings. I would have deactivated it. I would have shipped up his stuff and sent it to him at my convenience. He wouldn't be welcome physically on the campus to have today's 7 a.m. meeting. Now, apparently a lot of people didn't show up for the meeting because the players are pissed because guy's selling you a bill of goods.
Right, right.
And then goes back on his
word. And last week was asked about leaving Notre Dame and said, no way, no how, the fairy godmother would have to come, some kind of BS.
He said, the only way I'd ever leave Notre Dame is if the fairy godmother came down and wrote me a $250 million check and my wife said yes.
Right.
That was his answer.
Well, it was close.
That was 3 days ago.
Look, Brian Kelly's being vilified everywhere, and I understand that, and I agree. But my only question I'd have is, with the way things are set up in the NCAA, how could he have done this in a way in which he wasn't a bad guy?
I don't know the answer to that, but I know how he did do it.
It's terrible, but when a college coach wants to leave, or doesn't even want to leave, gets an offer they can't refuse, which is exactly what happened to Lincoln Riley with USC.
Right. He gets a private jet whenever he wants, and he gets $100 million.
And I get it. The timing stinks on all of this.
This is how much USC wanted Lincoln Riley. Mm. He owns two houses in Oklahoma, Norman, Oklahoma. They agreed to buy both houses for $500,000 over asking price. A private jet 24/7 for him and his family for whatever reason they want to use at their own leisure, okay? And they bought him a $6 million house somewhere in California.
Right, right.
That's a power move.
So what are you supposed to do?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
So if these schools are saying because of recruitment, hey, we need you to take the job right now. Sorry, Coach Kelly, you can't potentially coach in the college football playoff. How is this supposed to be handled in that much better of a way?
I don't know. Just Kelly comes across douchey.
And I understand that, but we're all vilifying him, and I understand why, and yet the answer is, I don't know. Well, then, shouldn't we ask ourselves it's the NCAA's fault,
I don't know all the machinations of when they first made contact, how long he's been talking to them, did Notre Dame know about it? I don't know all that stuff.
Are you going to tell me when you're about to leave? Are you going to tell me 5 minutes before or a month before?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Yes. When would you want to know?
I'd want to know as soon as you had those discussions. I would tell you.
As soon as I had them?
Yeah, like if I was thinking of leaving and I was in active negotiations.
Oops.
You know what? F it. I'll be honest. Enough time has gone by. Nah, I can't do it. Forget it.
What do you mean you can't do it?
I think there was a time years ago where Joe was considering another possibility.
Okay.
And he was always open and honest with me.
He told you.
Yes.
Okay.
And I always respected that and said, I'm going to do this if that ever comes.
Okay.
But sometimes
you
can't.
So you have something you want to tell me?
Yeah, I'm leaving.
Okay.
Kidding, you wish.
So when do you want to know?
probably as soon as it became a legitimate possibility. Like, if I was a player at Notre Dame, I'd want to know, and I know why it's tough to do it, I'd want to know immediately, like, hey, listen, guys, it may not happen, but I'm actually talking to LSU. As soon as I started talking to LSU,
I don't know the answer to that question.
Would you do that, though?
Would I do it?
Would you do what I think I would do and what Brian Kelly should do?
I'd like to think that if I had a legitimate offer to go somewhere and I was considering it and I thought it was best for my family and all that stuff, that I would come to you privately. But the risk of that is you having loose lips.
Okay.
So that'd be, I'd have to, you know, weigh that. Like, if I told you and you turned around and blabbed it out.
It's a risk,
that's
right?
The risk, right?
It's the risk Joe had. It's the risk Brian Kelly would have had if he started telling people.
You're not that guy, I don't think.
No, I'm not that guy.
So we'll talk after the show.
You got something to tell me?
But yeah, no, listen, I get your point on that.
It's easy today.
It just seems like you might be in the spot as the all-time winningest coach at Notre Dame. Like, if you win, is there a... I hate Notre Dame with a passion.
Right, right.
I can't tell you why. I just always did. Kind of like Duke basketball. I grew up...
Because
I
of all the fans
them.
Who love Notre Dame who have no connection to them.
Yeah, we grew up, they were very successful, too. Like, it's... You know why I always say sports needs a bad guy.
Right.
Sports needs villains. Sports needs... You know, the Golden State Warriors.
They're not even good enough to be the bad guy, though. Over the
but you follow what I'm saying?
Like, I do.
So I have a dislike for Notre Dame based on growing up with them being successful.
The arrogance of, we don't need a damn conference.
Right, all that stuff. We're right. Better than you, all that crap, right? So there's a weird part of me now. I hope Notre Dame gets into the playoff and wins without Kelly.
I completely agree.
I'm not there all the way yet, but I think that would be great theater.
Oh, I agree.
Whoever becomes their interim coach, that they win without Kelly. And there's a part of me that now would love to see Kelly fall on his face at LSU.
But the other kind of weird component to this is that one of the candidates who's already being linked to Notre Dame is the head coach of Cincinnati, Luke Fickell, who also is in a playoff spot right now.
Right, right.
So... Think about what
And that's
what
where Brian
happen.
Kelly came from.
Right. So now I think Fickell's already come out and said, no. Not that that means anything.
Doesn't mean anything.
It only means something when Mike Tomlin says it. That's the only time I believe anybody.
It don't mean nothing until you have a check in front of you.
But that's the tricky
part. Right, because we could all say, no, I'm not leaving. And then someone puts a check in front of you. You know, money's money.
But that's the tricky part. It's easy today to just bury Brian Kelly and bury the hypocrisy of college coaches. It's easy, and I get it. But let's take a step back for a second. You're made an offer you can't refuse. What are you supposed to do, and what's the perfect way to handle it?
Yeah.
There are better ways than what Brian Kelly did. I understand that. What, though?
Meanwhile, I would tell you this. If I'm Notre Dame again, he has no access to any building on my campus.
Kick him out.
That's how I would do it. I turn my back to him until I decide I'm ready to have a conversation, which may never happen. Again, I'm assuming Notre Dame did not know he was having these talks. I guess we'll find out the whole story at some point. But I will tell you this. I would have made it very difficult for him to come back on that campus. I would have. And if I was the captain of the Notre Dame football team, I would have gathered the guys and said, nobody is showing up at 7 a.m. to hear what he has to say.
Well, very few people did, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the number was. But I would have orchestrated, or you pull the old stand up, turn your back on him.
Yeah, and by the way,
you do the old one in the movie Rudy, we all go to you with our jerseys, we give you our jerseys. You're dead to us now.
Well,
I think that was Parsegian, and they did that too.
But the thing is,
and of course, they've claimed that never happened also.
What you hit on that I completely agree with, and I'm sure there are others that do, is someone who has no connection to Notre Dame, I don't root for Notre Dame. Now I would. They get into the college football playoff.
You root for them.
I'm all in on the Irish. Let's go.
Real quick, Neil and Weehawken. Neil, what do you got on this?
I have to disagree with you guys. I think while it definitely didn't come out the right way, but you need to play this close to the chest, because if it comes out that you're talking to LSU, and let's say that whole deal falls through,
right.
Now everyone in the organization has this in the back of their mind that you're looking to leave. You don't tell anyone anything until you sign the paper on that contract.
And then you become vilified.
It's unfortunate the way it came out, and he could have controlled that better. But I think he did the right thing by not saying anything.
Well, you know, I don't disagree with you, Neil. Like, you have to be selfish in these situations. It's about you and your family. So until your name's on a contract and that contract's worth something, you keep your mouth shut. I get that completely. That being said, I would, assuming I'm not the leak, like I didn't go to the papers and spread it, it would drive me crazy trying to figure out who let the story out.
Right, and then you're in a rush to go tell the kids and the guys you work for before it leaks out, which is nearly impossible this day and age.
I'd want to know. I'd want to know who the leak is.
Right.
Because that person would be dead to me.
And by the way, I understand why you can't tell the kids you're negotiating with the school. Because if you're telling 60 kids, the odds are very high it's going to get out.
Oh,
and our last
caller's
right. If it falls apart, which it very well could,
plus,
what does that look like?
I wonder where they met. Like in the college football world, especially on the campus of LSU, which I'm going to assume they didn't meet out, but I don't know.
Zoom, that's where they met.
Like people know who Brian Kelly is, right?
Right.
At some point, there was a meeting. You don't agree to a $100 million deal without looking a man in the eyes and shaking his hand, right?
No, the answer is you go to someone's house.
Where do you go?
You go to someone's house.
You think?
Yeah, because
think
about it. That's the only place you can go where someone spying won't then report it on Instagram.
I don't see Coach on campus this weekend. Where'd Coach go? Nowhere. Louisiana.
Plus, with Zoom, that's also the easy way to do it now.
Yeah, but like, well, listen, the day I get offered $100 million, I'll let you know
but
how
to do it. But seriously, we are really that morally outraged at these guys?
Morally outraged?
They got offered a ridiculous amount of money and left. Now, if you're pissed off that they've held kids down from getting paid and there's hypocrisy in that, fine. But guys were made great offers and they took better jobs and left.
Not better jobs. LSU's not a better job than Notre Dame.
Financially, is it?
Financially, yeah.
Okay, it's a better job.
No, it's better money, not a better job. Notre Dame is the best job in football if you're successful.
Where do you have a better chance to win a national championship?
Huh. Probably Notre Dame.
No.
Who do you play?
No.
Who do you play?
It doesn't matter.
LSU, I got to play Alabama
who
every year.
Who you play helps.
I got to play, right,
Greg,
the SEC.
Greg, who you play helps you have an easier chance of winning a championship. Having an SEC championship game, like Notre Dame doesn't have a conference title game.
Right.
That may not help them this weekend.
Way. Could go either way.
You have a better chance to win a national title at LSU, and now he's getting paid more money. He took a better job.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.